Welcome to the Williams Neken Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Monty.
Hi, dear. How you doing?
So, good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Williams. We're all here this morning for our health style call. And we have a mission to teach and learn and support the practice of habitual lifestyle choices. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we want to welcome you to learn with us, whether you're listening today live, whether you're on the WebEx or not, or whether you are listening to our recording that is posted on allswell.com. That's www.allswell.com. And so so yesterday was Wednesday, today being Thursday, and so I want to see if during your day, during a call or during the day and what you did yesterday, you had any aha revelations or anything that happened to you that you'd like to share with the information that you have had previously that helped you out on Wednesday. Anybody have any good recipe or something that maybe you did a little differently or thought a little differently? I'll share one. I was having a real problem with digestion, several problems I was having. And boy, I was thinking I was falling apart. I really was getting old. And then it said, would you like to have a rollout? And I said, I sure would. He said, when? I said, how about right now?
Right now.
So, he gave me a rollout. And I was lying there, and I thought I felt a lot better because my head just felt like it was being stuffed with cotton or something. For the past couple of days, I just had not been able to even hardly look at food without feeling like I had a stomach ache. I don't know what set it off, but that rollout fixed it up. I got up. I felt better. My head didn't feel like it was having pressure in it or anything. I just quit hurting. My stomach quit hurting. And I had something to eat. Nothing bad happened. It just all started to work again. All the food. Well, hope that doesn't happen again. That's a loud noise. All the switches along my spine must have been off, and now they are turned back on. The wonder of the magnetic rollout massage. So I highly recommend that everybody have one of those. And Dennis said, I think I'll give one of those to you every other day. I said, that's a good idea. So anyway, I recommend that to everyone. And today we have on our call will be Nancy Gilmer. As you can see on your screen, this is our Thursday presenter. Nancy is a silver distributor from Houston, Texas, and she always does a great job in finding some new things for us to think and look at. So go ahead, Nancy.
Right. Good morning and welcome to everyone. Well, I feel like I'm talking to the choir here. We all know to stay away from a lot of the foods that cause problems. But I found this article on the 7 toxic foods to avoid, so I'll kind of go over those quickly. But then one in particular, it's an additive that we really don't know much about, and well, I didn't know much about. I think Ruth says she recognized the name, but we'll learn a little bit more about that. Okay, so we've got first they start with the diet sodas. And with some misconception and with so many people thinking they're doing a good thing by selecting the diet beverages. But the aspartame and the saccharin and sucralose in them are some of the artificial sweeteners they use. And it It's also in juices, chewing gum, and other foods. Not only are the artificial sweeteners bad for our health, but they also tend to promote obesity. Actually, I met someone who lost 33 pounds recently, and when I asked how she did it, she said she stayed away from the diet drink. So I think we probably would see weight loss just falling off with just that one thing. If you want to protect yourself against chronic illness and toxicity, aspartame literally converts to formaldehyde in the body and causes metabolic acidosis. It is best to stick with either raw sugars and natural sugar substitutes like the pure stevia extract. The second category is the high fructose corn syrup. They call it the silent killer. It is not really much of a secret anymore that it, despite all the corn industry shillings that they say, of course they're saying it's, everything is okay, but it is a toxic sweetener that should be avoided. Since it is linked with obesity, brain damage, low IQ, and even mercury poisoning, avoid all foods that contain high fructose corn syrup. This would include the breads, cereals, and other seemingly innocuous foods. Number three category is the vegetable oils, including the hydrogenated and trans fat varieties. Not only do many vegetable oils turn rancid quickly, which means they are very toxic, but many of them also contain high levels of omega-6, which, apart from the omega-3 fatty acids, can cause severe health problems like heart disease and cancer. Many vegetable oils are also derived from genetically modified organisms, including canola, soy, and corn oils. These same oils are often hydrogenated as well, a process that turns them into heart-destroying solid oils. Avoiding these and sticking instead to the healthy fats like grass-fed butter, coconut oil, olive oil, and hemp oil are the best ways to go to avoid risk of disease. Category four is the white bread, pasta, and other refined flours. They are cheap and plentiful and come in hundreds of varieties, but white breads, pastas, and other foods made from refined flour are among the top health destroyers in America. Not only are most white flour products carcinogenic because they are bleached and bromated, but they also lack vital nutrients that are stripped away during processing.
Nancy, do you know what bromated? What is bromated? Do you know that?
I'm not real clear on that. I think it's a process that when they refine the brains. The grains. I think that's what happens, but I'm not real clear.
The word is fate?
I'm sorry, Monty?
What's the word again?
Bromated, B-R-O-M-A-T-E-D.
Thank you.
Just a moment here, and I can look that. Armani, would you like to see what that says? Do you have time? Another category is the MSG and the carrageenan and the refined salt. So MSG is a preservative salt chemical you will want to avoid because it's linked with headaches, heart problems, brain damage, and other problems. And then I'm going to read a lot more on the carrageenan. But let me go ahead with the refined salt. It says the processed salt, which is added to just about everything these days, lacks the trace minerals normally present in sea and earth salt, which means it ends up robbing your body of these vital nutrients. Hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and stroke are just a few of the many conditions that can result from the refined salt. All right. And
horrible.
Monty, if you haven't found that, I can just real quickly see what they say.
What? Oh, refined salt, you said.
Now, the refined is...
Bleached?
Well, yes, they do bleach it, but whatever process they go through, that's our table salt. I guess, is that the only category that would be under refined?
I guess.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to mute everybody. If anyone wants to ask a question or say something, please star 6.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
Also, if you have no noise where you are, you may just keep yourself on star 6 so you're open.
I've looked up bromate. Wikipedia says it is a potassium bromate, typically used in flour, strengthening the dough and allowing higher rising. It is an oxidizing agent, and it can be created by a byproduct of potassium bromide production of absorption of bromine from ocean water into potassium carbonate.
Okay, and that's toxic.
Mm-hmm. It has been banned, this potassium bromate has been banned from use in foods in Europe, Canada, Nigeria, Brazil, Peru, and other countries. And even in China in 2005, and Sri Lanka in 2001. In the United States, it has not been banned.
Many countries.
Yeah. The FDA sanctioned the use of bromate before the Delaney Clause of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which bans potentially carcinogenic substances, went into effect in 1958, but it's difficult for it to now be banned. Well, a little scary.
Interesting. That might be an interesting thing to look into. What kind of a deal is that? What kind of a rule came into effect?
It's called the Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, Clause, C-L-A-U-S-E, of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Japanese baked goods and manufacturers stopped using potassium bromate voluntarily in 1980.
So it sounds like this Delaney Clause somehow doesn't allow the disallowance of toxins?
Well, let's see.
We'll have to look into that. We don't have to do that right now.
It's
not part of what you're doing, but that sounds pretty interesting.
Isn't this amazing how when we do all this searching, it just keeps popping up where we're destroying our bodies with things we don't even know about? Okay, so get back. Now, back to the carrageenan, and it's spelled C-A-R-R-A-G-E-E-N-A-N. It's often hidden in natural and organic foods like nut milk and lunch meat. And it's similarly worth avoiding, as it can cause GI upset and colon cancer. All right.
Hmm.
Now, this is what Wikipedia has to say. Well, first of all, nut milk, and here we're all using almond milk. mm-hmm. and different things. So I guess I need to read those labels. All right. The Cornucopia Institute has this to say about it. It's an ingredient linked to GI inflammation classified as a possible carcinogen. Research links the food ingredient carrageenan to those two things, the GI inflammation and colon cancer, and is still found in many foods, including many certified organic foods. And this is what caught my attention, because we all think we're doing okay if we select certified organic foods. The government is unlikely to act in the interest of consumer health and remove this from conventional foods. And they're talking about, this is an older article, so in May we could have voiced our opinion for the USDA's National Organic Standards Board to be voting. But it is an unholy alliance between the USDA and corporate agribusiness. About these, putting the way they snuck these into the organic. The last time these were reviewed was in 2008, and 10 comments were submitted. So they're encouraging people to speak up and let them know. The International Agency of Research on Cancer recognizes degraded carrageenan as a possible human carcinogen, based on research showing that it leads to higher rates of colon cancer in lab animals. And then it talks about two different kinds, degraded and undegraded. Additionally, later studies have shown that even low levels of food-grade carrageenan induce inflammation in the human colon, and that it can be broken down to degraded carrageenans in the human GI tract. And now, this is what Wikipedia has to say. Well, first of all, before I leave this, in the U.S., the carrageenan is one of the ingredients in soy milk sold under the brand of Whole Foods. Amazing.
Mom, another reason. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Even low levels of carrageenan lead to what in the intestine?
Inflammation in the GI tract, which eventually can lead to colon cancer.
Okay, thank you.
And a large producer of this is currently in the Philippines, where cultivated seaweed produces about 80% of the world's supply.
Is this the one you said is red seaweed?
Yes, this is actually what they refer to it as. It's got the red seaweed. The seaweed is normally grown on nylon lines strung between bamboo floats, and it is harvested after 3 months or so, which each plant weighs approximately
kilogram.
Per gram.
Kilogram. After harvest, the seaweed is dried, baled, and sent to the manufacturer. The seaweed is grounded, sifted, to remove impurities such as sand, and washed thoroughly. After treatment with hot alkali solution, the cellulose is removed from the carrageenan by centrifuge, and filtration. The result, solution is then concentrated by evaporation. It is dried and ground to specifications. We've got more than on the Wikipedia. It is a vegetarian and vegan alternative to gelatin. It is a breading, in breading and batter, due to its gelling nature, they use it quite frequently. And it is a non-gelling, there is a non-gelling variety that assists in binding, retaining moisture, and in contributing to viscosity and sweet goes. Carrageenans are largely highly flexible molecules that curl, forming helical structures. This gives them the ability to form a variety of different gels at room temperature. So it's usually the thickening agents and the stabilizing agents that they use these for. And what it does, it's easy to pump, but it stiffens again afterwards. Then they kind of go into three different categories of it. But they're all, like one category is it reacts with dairy proteins. And another one is it's in the presence of calcium ions. And another, it does not gel, but it's used as a thickening in the dairy product. Okay. But they do refer to it as red algae.
Lovely.
Okay. All are soluble in hot water, but in cold water, only the one of those types is one of the forms of it are soluble.
So is it hiding mostly in the dairy and in the bread? And what is that where we would find and nut milks?
Nut milks. Mm-hmm.
And in lunch meat, you mentioned.
Yes. So I'm hoping they leave it under that name so we can recognize it, but if they hide it under natural flavorings or something, we would never know.
So, or thickening agents.
That's right, thickening.
Okay, wow.
Anyway, any comments from any of you? And have you ever noticed that on a label as you're searching?
I've noticed it on a label.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Trader Joe's the other day, and I happened to notice that when I looked at the almond milk and the different types of milk that were available, the soy milk, the almond milk, whatever, I did find it, that word there. And it's on Ruth's list that we used to, on one of her slides, in regards to toxins. It is mostly in pretty much everything, and that's why, again, reading the labels is real important.
Did you, Monty, were you looking for some without? Did you find any without it?
Well, I wasn't really looking. I just kind of sometimes when I go through places, I just kind of grab something and look at the labels. I wasn't really looking for almond milk as an example, but I did just pick it up and look at it, and I noticed it was in the almond milk that I looked at it was in.
I'm going to go look at my almond milk and see if it's in it.
Probably is.
That's horrible.
I certainly like to use that almond milk in the smoothie, so I hope we don't find it in there.
Well, I found something I'm using instead. Guess what it is? Coconut milk. So good.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I need to start using that.
Oh, I better not be in my coconut milk.
I'm
mad.
What was the spelling?
D-A, let me find it here.
D-A-R-R, I believe.
Carrageen?
Carrageen.
I'm looking at it. I'm reading it off my sunflower, off my almond milk, and it's at Carrageenan.
It's right. In my coconut milk, too.
Your coconut milk?
Yep.
What kind? Really? I got mine in front of me, and it doesn't list it in it at all.
Well, there's several different kinds. That will be interesting to see.
Mine is mine is the Trader Joe's in that cardboard type box, whatever that box is called.
What brand name?
Trader Joe's.
Mine's Native Forest, USDA organic, has no carrageenan. It has guar gum. Now I'm going to get out the old guar gum and see if it's in guar gum.
Monty, what brand is your milk that does not have it?
It's called a Native Forest.
Yeah,
I got it in a gluten-free, non-GMO, and it's that's where I got this one I'm looking at.
I got that mine because it looks pretty, prettier than the others, and that's what it is also.
Mary Lou, was your coconut in one of those big, what size was it in?
It's in a 32-ounce, one quart.
I think.
Maybe it's because it's the vanilla flavored one.
Well, I know they have vanilla, and I know they have natural, original, and I didn't even look at the coconut oil when I just looked at the happened to pick it would be in that area and just looked at the almond milk one. Because I find that in looking at labels, I find that in a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That carrageenan, or whatever, however it's pronounced. And I know it stuck in my mind because I believe on Ruth's slide, in the toxins or one of them, she's got that listed there in the slides.
I'll have to look and see what slide that is and bring it back. Wow.
It's okay. In my brand here. This is Almond Dream. It's the almond milk.
That's what mine is, too.
Oh, my.
Brand new box, not even open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take it back to the store and tell them we don't want to have that kind.
There you go. I'm certainly going to tell Trader Joe's because they pride themselves in, not having bad things added. And they got a big sign as you walk in their door. I'm going to read that sign again before I go in there and mention it to them. I'm in there every couple days. And I'll see if it's maybe not in a different, one that they have in there.
Well, the one I have is canned. It comes out of a can.
Did you get it at Trader Joe's?
Oh, I got it at a gluten-free store.
Oh, okay.
Because it is coconut oil is gluten-free. I mean coconut milk.
Yeah.
The only thing I show here in mine is original coconut milk, organic coconut water, organic guar gum. Mm-hmm. Bruce was just talking about guar gum, G-U-A-R.
That's what I add to my bread if I want to make, when I'm making it with non-gluten flour. I add guar gum to it, but guar gum, the ingredient just says xanthan gum. So maybe I'll investigate that a little. See exactly where xanthan gum comes from. It better not come from red seaweed.
So it's interesting. The guar gum doesn't bother me with the as far as gluten problems, but when I have the xanthan gum, it does for a bit of a reason.
I didn't hear that. What did you
I'm sorry. Yeah, we got it.
class two students on the stream this morning.
Yeah, the xanthan gum seems to bother me like the gluten does, but the yellow gum doesn't for whatever reason.
Thank you, Steve. So Steve is saying that the guar gum doesn't bother him, but the
xanthan gum does.
But my guar gum says it is, that says the ingredient is xanthan, but there are different brands of guar gum. So we'll have to look at that. I haven't used it very often, so I don't know.
Hmm.
So and the other night when I had some spaghetti, which really I really reacted negatively to, and I had it with gluten-free flour in the spaghetti, but I didn't look at the ingredients particularly, and maybe I should. Maybe that's what was in there. Maybe that's what upset my digestion. I've had a dish full of Caribbean? No. Yeah, maybe it's Caribbean. No.
Don't we all wish?
I think I threw that stuff
away. That's amazing. It's amazing how the U.S. does not ban certain things that other countries do.
Yep, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah. I think somebody should look into this Delaney Clause. That would be interesting to... because we can have some control if we know what's going on, and we hopefully we would have some through our delegates to the Senate and the House.
Well, that's kind of where this thing came from. Just what little I know about it, I know it had to do with back in the time. And I don't know if you remember the square. The scare in regards to cranberries quite a few years ago about how the scare came out that they were no good and it had all this bad stuff in it and whatever. Well, that came out just prior to Thanksgiving, if I remember right. And that's when the Delaney Clause, and I don't know if he was from Oregon or what, but that's when this clause came about stating that that kind of stuff was okay to put in items.
What was, just certain toxins?
Yes, it's basically a herbicide, pesticide type situation. Nancy, what was your number six? I have aspartame, high fructose corn, vegetable oils, white flour, refined salts. What was your number six? Or have I got them messed up?
Well, I assume since they talked about it being seven of them, number five was MSG,
okay.
And the kerosene would be six, and then the refined salt being seven.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you send me that list, I think I'll send it out in my letter.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But this is not good about the hypertension and the way it affects the heart. That's, a lot of people are unaware.
So the carrageenan, you said, can also be... we can also find it can be listed as red algae?
They refer to it as red seaweed, and I was telling Ruth, I remember an episode on Dr. Oz where he had a bathtub there and had a lady come soak in that bathtub with seaweed. He said this is very relaxing way to, prepare to, it helps you with sleeping well, and he said it's good to get in that seaweed. Now, he could have had a different color. I thought it was red. It could have been black. I'm not sure. I'd have to maybe go back on some of his archived things, but I'm not sure. Well, then how do we know about other seaweed? Just
I know I was at Trader Joe's one day, and I happened to have a special on this kind of come in a little cellophane package, and it was green seaweed. It was seaweed. And I had never tasted seaweed before in my life, so I thought I'd buy it, and I bought it and brought it home and took one bite of it and threw everything away because it was
I did that, too, once, Nanti.
It was so crazy salty that, and just whatever. But
I thought it tasted like a dead fish.
Oh, the Japanese, they eat that. They do like that seaweed. I remember I had a Japanese friend that had us over for a real Japanese dinner one time, and that seaweed was something that I could not do. I've never had it since in 50 years. But, you know, if you see that algae or seaweed on a label, that would almost make you think it was health food. That's what makes me mad.
Yeah.
Now I wouldn't.
The Zelani Club makes me mad. Here we are, getting mad.
Yeah, right.
This is something to get mad about. Here we have carrageenan in our milk and our, even in our coconut oil. This is not good.
Okay. Well, no, it was my coconut milk.
Coconut
it's not
milk.
In my oil.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
Coconut
Ruth,
milk.
Do you have coconut milk?
I do, but I have the same kind as you do.
Oh, okay.
That native forest has not got any. Yep. Hopefully.
And you find that where?
Well, this way.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and the island, of course. They've got all the...
And also on Vitacost, I think.
Okay. Well, that's where I'm going. Yeah. I have a question. Has anybody been in Costco lately?
Yeah.
My dad called me last night. Oh, pray, hallelujah. And he had been in Costco, and he found a big tub of coconut oil in there for like $20 or $21. And he called and wanted to know if it was okay, because if it was a good coconut oil, because he said, I think he left me a message on my phone. He said, because it's at least 6 or 7 times bigger than that little bottle I bought at Trader Joe's. And I think I'm going to keep your mother on this because I think I've noticed a little change.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord is right. And so I called him back, and he didn't buy it because he was afraid, you know, he wanted to make sure it was okay. And he asked me to go to Costco and check it out and then call him and tell him if it was okay. Well, my Costco is a round trip and take me an hour and a half. So I didn't jump in the car and go there yesterday, but I just wondered if anybody had seen it there yet. When he described it to me as being in the bucket, I was just wondering, it's the Kirkland brand, and that, you know, a lot of times they have their brand is actually a very good brand. I was wondering if it's that new Teva.
Yeah.
Never know. Could be. One of the things, and I'll do it when I get off the call here, but one of the things, and I don't know, I've never been, I know Costco has an internet, and I don't know if they have, I know they have all the everything that's in a Costco store on the internet page that you can actually go in and order, but I don't know if it has, and that would be considered a food or a supplement, I guess, maybe. Somebody might consider it a supplement, but it really is a food. You might be able to check that way without having to go to Costco, and I'll check here.
I checked that last night, and I couldn't find it.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, sometimes they have things in there for just a short period of time, but if they've actually got their brand, their name on it, that might be a good sign that they're going to continue carrying it. So
they must know we're talking about it.
Yep. Yep. But can you imagine? He didn't know the exact size. I have to tell you guys, I think we're probably off the recording, but I got to tell you really quickly. I think I shared it with Monty, but I talked... My dad is just kind of stubborn, and he's going to be 90 this year, and he's taking very good care of my mom. But he told me, I talked to him a few nights ago, or maybe a week ago, and he was saying that I asked him if he still had mom in the coconut oil. No. He said no. He said, these pills that were taken are, he said, I think I noticed a difference. And I made him tell me what was going on. Well, one of my cousins, who his husband has Parkinson's, told him about a couple of different pills, and so he asked the doctor about it, and the doctor said, well, it wouldn't hurt. So as I dug further, I found out that they were prescription, and I mean, it's like pulling teeth. And I said, so how long has she been on those? Oh, 3 months. The first month he didn't notice anything. But the second month he thought he noticed a little bit of a change, and so he did just go ahead and he's got her on the third month, but, you know, he doesn't know if he'll keep doing it. I said, okay, so now let's back up. The first month was May. Yeah. And then June was the second month. Yeah. So the third month was July. Yeah. I said, so how do you know it wasn't the coconut oil that you were giving her 1 month? So, I said, maybe it's a combination. You know, I can't, because there's so many medical people in my family, I can't tell him that he can't take, you know, drugs. But anyway, that was the way the conversation ended. And then the next thing I know, I have a message on my phone. How about this coconut oil at Costco? So I got through to him. So he was going back. It's funny because he just thought that was $6 a jar for that coconut oil was expensive, and yet he's got plenty of money. But now he's found it at Costco, so he's good. And his words were, I think I'll try that again because I think I'm noticing a difference with her.
Good.
So.
But with her mind?
Yeah. She has severe dementia. She remembers everything long ago. She just doesn't remember anything
yesterday.
An hour ago, 10 minutes ago. So,
okay.
Anyway, he's getting her on the coconut oil. We'll just see. We'll follow this.
Thank you, everybody, for all of your comments and input. And thank you, Nancy, for waking us up again.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. So I think we're going to have to go back and look at each one of these things, different categories, Nancy, and maybe take them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, I think that slide that was on, it was one of your original slides when we started in, and I think it was either the one that has the shows, the MSG or whatever, is where I think I remember seeing that keratin.
I can't get my slides to thumbnails to show, so I...
Oh, okay.
Find out where anything is right now. But I don't have them all on every day because I have a different slide for each day.
Okay.
And I do have a slide library, so I will be able to find it because everything that we've ever had is in my slide library for health style.
Thank you.
So thank you. Thank you all. And tomorrow we'll look forward to hearing whether you know what you're talking about, Monty.
Yes, my subject's going to be how to be happy, healthy, and beautiful.
Wow.
Yay.
I'm going to send a letter out today to be sure everybody finds out how to get happy, healthy, and beautiful.
Well, it kind of goes along with the coconuts we've been talking about.
Yes.
I'd wonder why.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thank you again, Nancy. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.